You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm delighted to have a special guest with us on this edition of Messenger Insight, a beloved member of the Oklahoma Baptist family, prominent pastor, author, and now president of the International Mission Board, Dr. Tom Eliff. Dr. Eliff, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be with you today.
Now, we so much admire your ministry and work through the years, and I wanted to begin by asking you about the last year, year and a half with the IMB, and maybe you could tell us here in Oklahoma what has been blessing your heart, things you've seen God doing through the IMB.
Well, Brian, I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the prayers of all Oklahomans. You know, when the Lord called us to IMB, that was after our second retirement. We'd retired once and gone to be senior vice president there, and then retired for another couple of years after 3.5 years in that role. And when they came back and said, this is what we sense is God's will, I tell you, it just put Jeannie and me on our face before the Lord. We knew that if God wanted us to do it, He would not only give us a call, He'd give us a vision, and He'd give us the energy to do it. And I'll tell you, we are energized, and He really did. He painted a picture of what can be by the grace of God right on the walls of my heart. And it has been exciting to see so many things take place in this past year. God is at work around the world. And we are literally seeing thousands of people come to Christ in some of the hard areas of the world.
Now, as you look around the globe and think, are there some areas that you could talk about maybe, or just in general terms, a story that may have blessed your heart, or just a good work to give God glory?
You know, Ryan, I received an email some time ago from one of our workers in the Horn of Africa, in a strongly Muslim area where our people have been working so very, very faithfully. And the question was, what do I do? I have 1,000 people to baptize this coming Sunday. How do we handle this? I received an email from another one of our personnel who also works in a very, very strong Islamic area. And he said, I kept asking the men I was training, are you really taking this message to other people? He said, finally, they took me to a meadow, and he said, we stood there in the meadow, and suddenly hundreds of people came streaming out from the sides of the meadow, second, third, fourth, and even fifth generation believers that these men and the folks who work with them had shared with and followed up on, baptized, and were now meeting together regularly. So there are some incredibly exciting works going on all over the world, and it's difficult for me to pick any one spot, because even in the darkest places, inevitably we run across someone who is faithfully sharing the word, and that brings us great delight.
That blessed my heart to hear that. And you mentioned hard places. If you could spin the globe and point your finger to one place where the soil seems especially hard and that we need to be redoubling our efforts to pray, is there one continent, perhaps, that you could zero in on?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that something that may surprise you. You spin the globe and you think, well, would it be an Asian continent? But yet we know that in Asia right now, there are literally millions of people trusting Christ. And our personnel, in fact, many of our personnel are involved in training them, discipling them, helping them plant reproducing churches. You think, well, would it be someplace in Africa? There are some absolutely hard places in Africa, but God is at work there too, here and there. You know, you just see it. Just amazing things happening. I will tell you something that is a great, great burden on my heart right now is the nation of Japan. we had an opportunity to go into Japan following the Second World War and flood that country with missionaries. We didn't. Japan became one of, if not the most secularized nation in the world. Out of 28 million people, less than 1% are evangelicals.
Wow.
And following the tsunami and Southern Baptist response through Baptist Global Response and IMB long-term presence there, people in Japan are beginning to come to Christ. The earthquakes continue off the coast of Japan, and for the first time in a long time, their life is filled with such uncertainty that their hearts are opening to Christ. And I would pray that once again there would be people that answer the call of God and go to a nation like Japan.
That's a good word. And when you think about the people in Oklahoma, how can we best pray for you and your leadership, for your people, and then for the cause of the kingdom of God?
Well, Brian, we have IMB has literally opened up the doors to the Great Commission table to all Southern Baptists. You know, the International Mission Board is the only mission agency of its kind, fully supporting its missionaries because of giving to the cooperative program and through Lottie Moon. We have almost 5,000 missionaries on the field, along with 4,000 children. There are many other kinds of mission boards, and we work very closely with them, but these are 5,000 missionaries who can give full attention to their work, and they're totally supported by what Southern Baptists do. But 5,000 is only, well, it's less than 0.03% of the Southern Baptist population in the U.S.
Hmm.
In the United States, there are 330 million people, and in the rest of the world, there are 6.7 billion people. A billion's a big number. It'd take you 37 years to count to 1 billion at one number a second. And they're being born. As a matter of fact, it took us to 1804 to reach our first billion. Now we're adding a billion about every 12 years. But they're not just being born, they're also dying. That's when Jesus said the fields are white, the harvest. When I say the word second, two people have died. A city of 178,000 people disappears off this globe every 24 hours.
Almost wow.
2 million. Almost 2 million every 2 weeks just disappears. And they have virtually no exposure to the gospel. Less than half of the world has any exposure to the gospel. 1.27 billion are likely to die without ever even hearing the name Jesus. So when you think of our Lord's command, and when you think of our responsibility, and when you think that less than 0.03% from our Southern Baptist population here are overseas, there's something wrong with that equation. And so my prayer is that Southern Baptist would support a great wave of missionaries and missions overseas. Of course, giving through the cooperative program is an incredibly effective way of doing that, because we can't send folks that we cannot support. And the only way we support them, the major way we support them, is through the giving of Southern Baptist. And so my prayer is that God will not only call more people to the field, but that we'll be able to support them. We're going to end this year, Brian, having appointed all that we can support, and with 861 personnel who qualify for missions that we are unable to send. Now, that's a crying shame, especially in light of what's happening around the world, the openness to the gospel. This is our day. We are within 3,162 unengaged, unreached people groups of seeing the message of Jesus in every people group in this world. So we need everybody on hand.
Wow, you paint such a dramatic picture of the stakes are so high, and these lives are so dear to the Lord and to us as well. Of course, with Christmas time just around the corner, our mind turns to, you mentioned the cooperative program, but of course the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, and we want to be praying about that. Are there some prayer points or goals listed on the website?
Absolutely. If you go to imb.org, just imb.org, it will give you full information about our Lottie Moon offering for world missions, It will tell you just how it is used, how important it is, because you see, that offering goes 100% to field ministries. Last year, I'll just be honest with you, we had the fourth highest Lottie Moon offering in our history, and that in the midst of a time of economic calamity. But our cooperative program diminished by more than the gains that we had in Lottie Moon, so that in essence, we at the end of the year were able to send fewer rather than more missionaries overseas. So my prayer is that people will give generously to Lottie Moon and give generously through their church on a regular basis through the cooperative program. Make sure you know that it gets there to your state convention and on, because there are lots of folks out there who need it and are praying for it.
Well, thank you. We will be faithful to do that, and I want all our listeners to go to the website, imb.org. Dr. Eliff, Oklahoma loves you and your family, and we want to be praying for you. We want to be grateful for your service, the way you lead us. Could you end by telling us, do you feel optimistic about the days ahead? Of course, Christ will return, and all's well that ends well, but should he tarry in the days ahead, do you have a feeling of optimism or caution about the days ahead for Baptists, the kingdom of God?
If Southern Baptists do not step up to the plate, it's very possible that we might as well put on a nightgown and a cap and light a candle and shuffle off down a hallway of obscurity. This is a day when God is making opportunity so abundantly available to us. Brad, I speak for some reason, and I'm old enough to be their granddad, but some reason God has given me the ear of university students. In the last 3.5 weeks, I've probably spoken to 26,000 college students in different arenas, and they are ready to go. I have incredible optimism. Now, you know, we can't twist the arm of God. He knows precisely when Christ is coming. But we do know that when he comes, there will be around his throne a multitude from every language, people, tribe, and nation who will know him and worship him. And so that's why we look at these unengaged people groups around the world. 3,162 unengaged people groups have no boots on the ground, nobody among them, sharing the gospel, discipling people, and planting reproducing churches. We've asked churches to join us through Embrace. We're asking business and professionals to join us through Global Strategic Mobilization, former IMB personnel through our Ready Reserve. We are in training as fast as we can missionaries from other nations, and how we have 169 years of experience, so we're sharing our methodology with them. We're doing everything we can to see that people get to the field, but we can only send those we can support. And I am optimistic that Southern Baptists are going to step up to the plate, including your listeners, and they'll pray for us and they'll give generously.
So glad to hear that, and so glad to spend this time with you. And Oklahoma, again, sends its love and prayers and salutes you and all your people, and it's just one big family striving to work the fields wide unto harvest.
Thanks, Brian. Let me just say that Oklahoma Baptist University has more missionaries on the field in IMB than any other university in the nation.
We have a lot to be thankful for, and Dr. Eliff, again, we appreciate you for coming on Messenger Insight and all you're doing with Southern Baptist, the IMB, and for the kingdom of God. Thank you again.
Thanks, Brian. God bless you. Thanks for your prayers, and we'll be praying for you.
Blessings, Dr. Eliff.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.